This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Right now, if you asked a person why the Texas-founded company Compaq is important to the history of computers, the answer might depend on their age. Some might not know the company at all, but others probably remember the red lettering of the logo and the fact that Compaq played a key role in the competitive race with IBM to build and sell a truly portable personal computer. That story is told in a new documentary called Silicon Cowboys and features a lot of amazing newsreel footage from the early 1980s.
IBM, International Business Machines, has entered the small computer market for the first time.
Silicon Cowboys just got national distribution this month and will likely get into theaters this coming fall. One of the main characters of the documentary, Compaq co-founder Rod Canyon, has also written a book on his company's history. I sat down with Canyon recently and asked about Compaq's key decisions to keep making their personal computers despite looming competition from IBM. Also asked him just how he describes the story of Compaq.
It's certainly David versus Goliath, but I think it's even bigger than that. I used to think of it as a Indiana Jones kind of thing. It was one impossible hurdle after another. And when it's IBM coming at you, it's really tough.
Do you draw an entrepreneurial lesson from that experience that you think is relevant now for companies that exist now?
This was about making decisions at critical points in time. And we had a sort of a process that evolved, which is recognize, first of all, that this decision isn't a typical day-to-day decision. Those you got to make, and if they're wrong, you fix them. If this is a sort of a fundamentally life-changing decision, if you get it wrong, you really better get the right team around it, peel it, look at it, and then really work hard to come up with the right answer.
I think a lot of people don't think of Texas as necessarily the place where this kind of innovation was happening. A lot of people now who may not remember the story or may not know the story.
You know, what you don't usually connect with the tech stories is the fact that Texas is all about oil. Wildcatters for oil were the original risk takers. And so I think there really is something in the DNA of Texans that goes back to the early days of wildcatting and, you know, even cattle driving, you know, all the risks and dangers there. So.
Compaq is now owned by HP. Can you draw a through line from the beginnings of the company to the DNA that still exists and what the future is?
Absolutely. So we started up, you know, way out of the mainstream in Houston, Texas, and through a pretty long series of good decisions and good fortune, ended up being in a position to lead the industry when IBM made their bold move to sort of take over and make it proprietary. You know, as things happened, there was a recession in the 2000 timeframe. Both HP and Compaq were struggling a little bit, and they decided they would merge together and make a much stronger company. And at the time, it made the largest personal computer company in the world. You know, that company continues on today. The name of Compaq has all but disappeared. Part of my motivation for writing the story is to make sure people understand just what Compaq had to do with the way we do things today.
Rod Canyon, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what's the word we should use? Instageddon, Instagramageddon, brands, bands, and others who see the photo and video sharing app as providing them lifeblood are freaked out about Instagram changing its algorithm. The Facebook-owned company has said it'll soon show you what its machine learning algorithms think you really want to see instead of a chronological massive stream of posts from everyone you follow. Well, firstly, Instagram says this big change is not as widely rumored happening today. And second, a little competition might be about more ad dollars, sure, but it also might make your feed better. Just saying. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.